and why. Those that's listening, I'm glad to be able to sit here and talk to you guys today. I got my hot tea, and I'm ready. I sit down with one of my spiritual therapists today, I guess you can call it that, one of my spiritual coaches today, and I look forward to it. I think today I just wanted to come with a message of vulnerability to you guys. Excuse my voice, for those, you know, that don't know me, and I say that, but I realize it's a lot of people that honestly don't know me, and maybe I don't show enough of myself or something. I don't know. People that's been, I feel as though, shoot, I got family that don't know me. My God. D&D. Excuse me, you guys. I got family that don't know me. That I'm realizing, and it's not a bad thing, per se. It's not a bad thing. It's just, it is what it is, because it's just the truth that I'm realizing. And I'm not blaming. I'm trying to understand. And from my understanding, I don't know, maybe it's, do I not show enough? I present myself as a loving person, as an understanding person. And when I hear other people out, and I deal with a lot of people, and when I deal with people, you know, I see their anger, I see their hurts, I see their pains, I see it all, and I try to come from an understanding place with whomever it is. But sometimes I don't feel like I get that same understanding back, and I think that's what's bothering me. Let's just be honest. It's your girl, Meet Your B. I'm sorry, you guys. Hi. It's your girl, Meet Your B. Over here at the Beloved House. Beloved Basin. We're just talking this morning. There are very few that honestly can take me fully, without ever becoming offended. And if they do, you know, they have a way of being able to say that, you know what I'm saying, without feeling attacked or feeling the need to attack me or dismiss me, or, you know, I don't know, I feel like just the same understanding I give, because I'm not perfect, you guys, and sometimes I believe that's what has held me back. Alright, Spirit, I hear it, because I think people have expected me to be so perfect because of the knowledge, the empathy, the understanding that they get from me when talking and interacting with me. I feel as though people expect me to be level-headed and understanding all the time, but that if that's the case, then I'm not human, because I'm not perfect, and I am wrong at times, and I don't mind saying if I'm wrong, as my boy Butai would always say, I can stand a straightening, you know what I'm saying? I will receive it, however it come. Even if it don't feel good going down, I got it. All right. I did that, my bad. I just want the same understanding from everybody else. And guess what? That's an expectation, honestly, that I need to kind of release, if you ask me. Because you're not going to get that from everybody else. That's what I would tell somebody else that's coming to me to have this type of conversation. You're not going to get that. So you have to learn to work with that and understand. And let me see how I say this. You can only control so much. Some things are not for us to control. So we can't control how people take certain things that we say. All we can do is do our best to, if that happens, to clear up a misunderstanding or to try to get an understanding. But we can't control how anybody takes the things that we say. We could just try to come from a good place. And if they do, again, it's about taking accountability. Because ain't none of us perfect. Ain't none of us perfect. I don't. It's people leaving every day. People that I haven't talked to in a while. People that I've tried to get in contact with. People that are close to my heart. And the new year is, you know, just the changing of the year per se, but this has started before the new year. This is a total change that's happening. I have so many angels. Let me say this. I have so many angels around me. So many angels that look out for me. And a lot of you do too. That's if you choose to see yourself and be aware of, you know, or ask for help. You know, that's what they're there for. Even the Bible tells you, you have angels. I have angels camped around you. What do you think those angels are? Who you think they are? Maybe people that have known you, people that some kin to you, people that don't know you, people on down your line somewhere. Those are your ancestors that's camped all around you. Because if don't nobody else know you or know what to do with you, how to guide you or help you, it's those angels. Right? Stop me when I start lying to you. Listen, my truth may not be somebody else's truth, and that's okay. I get it, and I respect yours. This is mine. Everything isn't so separated as people would like to make it be. Some things isn't as true. A lot of things were just left out. They're over there. Somewhere somebody interpreted this way, that way, and that's what you grew up in. However you want to take it. I'm just saying. Let's be a more understanding, you guys. I can't expect everybody to be me. I get it. And, you know, I respect it for what it is. I'm going to see it for what it is. But just, I'm a person of love. Let me say that right. Let me say this first. I am love. I am love. I am love. At one point in time, I started to reject my own love because I felt like it was getting me in things that were detriment, that were just things like this love of mine. When I always thought that my love was my curse until I realized it's truly my gift. I come in love at all times. All times I come in love. Now, if you give me some heat, I'm still gonna find that love. Now, if I have a moment of humanness and you see my shadow, baby, respect it, especially if that's what you're giving to me. But, I will say this. I am in a place in my life where love is where I start. Thank God for the love family. Thank God for the love family. Roger Love, Michael Love. It broke my heart to hear he had transitioned. Michael Love, Tarvin Love, Aaron Love. Tarvin Bethel, my bad, but he's a love. Maxine Stromer Love. All these angels that if they could not see me when they was here on earth, they definitely have a better view now. I don't mean no harm, you guys. And I'm going to try my best to show more of myself. Because I am authentic all the way, you know what I'm saying? If you around me, if you see me, you'll see me with my up and downs. You know, that's life. With no up and downs, there is no heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? There is no life. But I'm love, baby. So when you hear me say certain things to you, please take it in love. Because there are some times that you may have said things that hurt too. But I take it with love. And I try not to. I try to be very understanding, you know. I try to be very understanding of where you're coming from or what might be truly bothering you or where, you know, yeah, where you're coming from. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. I wish I could be there for everybody, and I have been there a whole lot of my life, and I'm still doing that. But I also have to learn to take time for myself, especially when so many different things are going on in my life at one time. It takes a lot out of me. You know, everybody talk about how strong I am, and I am strong. But understand, even the strong have moments, you know, where we have to go and replenish ourselves. You know, we'll have to take time, and some of us may have to take a little more time than others, you know, because of how many that we are touching or dealing with, you know, because I try to give everybody something that I come in contact with, because I look for something, you know what I'm saying? I look for the smallest things, you know, it ain't got to be nothing big all the time. I receive messages in more ways than one. Especially not just with the natural eye. But I think that's it, you guys. I love you. I will definitely be back this evening. You guys have a great day. The sun is shining. It's not too cold. Get outside. Get outside. Feel the breeze. Feel the sun on you. It's medicine. In a minute, you guys. Peace.